You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Prince. Did a little Prince the last hour there. Some B-sides and some rarities on the Chris Earl Show. And we did some Tom Petty in there as well. That last one was with Tom Petty and Jeff Lynn. And Prince, of course, on lead guitar from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from 2006. Let's start up. Watch this with my guest today, Missy McNeil, here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform station.
All kinds of movies, but you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show is wonderfully weird.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own.
It's fabulously freaky. It's a trip to transsexual Transylvania.
I'm just a sweet transvestite.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm transsexual Transylvania.
The story is strange.
But tonight is the night. And my beautiful creature is destined to be born!
The songs are super.
Science fiction.
The scenery is smashing. The cast is completely crazy.
Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
There's a mad scientist named Frank N. Furter.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
And Rocky, his incredible creature.
I knew he was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined.
A sinister servant named Riff Raff.
I remember doing the time warp!
And Brad and Janet.
My name's Brad Majors.
Just a couple of clean-cut kids.
This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Touch me. I wanna be dirty.
Eddie. Magenta.
When shall we report to Transylvania, huh?
Columbia. Dr. Scott.
Great Scott!
So give yourself over to absolute pleasure.
Don't you?
See the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Let's do the time warp again.
Michael Rennie was ill.
the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
WMFO in Medford. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. My guest today is Missy McNeil. How are you today?
I'm fabulous, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. It's been a little while.
A few years.
You,
it's good.
Yeah.
Just in town.
You ended up picking a wonderful day for driving, I think. It's a nice day out there. This doesn't usually happen in October.
No, it is. It's beautiful out. It's going to drop soon now, so I wanted to appreciate it and drive into the city.
Did you get a chance to go to the beach this summer?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
I need me some salt.
Yeah.
I'm salty to the core.
I don't go in the water that much anymore. I do like going to the beach and looking around.
A little delicate with yeah. the salt?
I'll usually get a shell or two, but I usually don't go in the water that much.
Make a necklace or some sort?
Mm-hmm. Something. I like to make necklaces.
Shell necklaces.
I like to put the seashell up to my ear so I just look like an ass.
I do periwinkle bikinis.
Really?
Actually. Yes.
Nice.
And I tell people, you can, if you put your ear up to it, you can hear the ocean.
Those must take forever to make.
Oh, well, the older I get, yes. There's a lot more periwinkles I must collect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like the periwinkles. You ever pick up a periwinkle and like there's a hermit crab in it and you freak out? Must have done that.
Those were our toys as children. I grew up on the beach, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Were you ever evil with them? Everybody, I think, was evil with the hermit crab. You wanted to pull them out and just see them, what they looked like, right? Did you and your friends do that?
We really didn't. We saw enough, like, dead shit.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's okay.
Floating up on the surf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Low tide at the basin, you know, all kinds of stuff washed up, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We never really, like, forced the issue too much. We would collect the starfish and didn't realize they were alive and like let them dry in the sun.
I like the starfish.
It's a slow death, I guess.
How about sand dollars? You ever get some sand dollars?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, I like the sand dollars. Did you ever see those things and you realize they were, they looked like a puffy square and they turned out they're like horseshoe crab eggs.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. They like got four. They got four like it's like
all
a rectangle and
like
it's a pouch.
Pouch. Yeah, black
and it's got
pouch.
Like these crazy like four little tentacles around it. But those are the horseshoe crab eggs.
Yeah, we'd always rifle around in the seaweed along the surf, like especially after a storm. See what goods we could find.
I used to love throwing seaweed on people too. Like just go into the seaweed part of wherever you were swimming and just like douse yourself.
Yeah, we would try and hit each other in the head with it.
Mm-hmm. So we have five flicks today, and Missy has picked five flicks for us. The first one is Rocky Horror Picture Show from 1975. This movie stars the wonderful Tim Curry. He's fantastic in this. Susan Sarandon is also in this, and she's great. And Barry Bostwick. It came out in 1975, in August of 1975, so quite a while ago now, 43 years almost. And it had a budget of $1.4 million. It has a box office of $140.2 million. It's become a cult classic. Running time is 100 minutes. It's rated R. And it was directed by a guy named Jim Sharman. I love this movie, and I never saw it until I was in high school. And I saw it at U Lowell, and people were throwing toast at the screen and hot dogs and toilet paper. I don't know what was going on. What was your experience with the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Tell me about this one.
I know. I lived a sheltered life. I was first introduced to this at UMass Amherst, and immediately thrilled that there was interactive, inappropriate activities with a musical. That's my type of thing, you know.
Now, did you get the, what do they call it, like a prop bag, which has the toast and it has the kazoos and all that stuff? Did you ever do that?
I was disappointed to not know about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, because who doesn't yet like to yell obscenities out in a public forum?
You know?
We watched it out on a lawn, big field. I did, you know, jump in on the dancing and all that stuff because, you know, mm-hmm. who wouldn't?
Of course, the Time Warp, one of the best dances in a movie probably ever.
Yes.
Yeah, just fantastic. I saw this in Mendon at the drive-in over the weekend.
Mendon.
Yeah, and it's at a drive-in. It's like they're still standing. There's still a couple of them left.
Do people actually know what they are still?
They do. It was
like
when
you say record to kids today, they're like, what?
That's true, yeah. You say vinyl, they know what vinyl is.
Right.
Not record.
The pants I'm wearing.
But if you said an 8-track or a cassette, they have no clue. An 8-track makes a nice coaster, too, for a drink.
Exactly.
But I saw this, and it was the RKO Army, and what they did in the middle of it was Thriller. And it was amazing. They did the Thriller live. It was so cool. Plus, they had the Andelman brothers who did Phantom Gourmet, who do Phantom Gourmet. They bought this drive-in out in Mendon, and they got their friends to, like, run the beer garden and, like, do the food. So the food's pretty decent. The beer garden's great. They got ice cream. So here I am eating, you know, pizza and ice cream, watching Rocky Horror, people dancing and stuff. I did a little dancing myself. I went with a few people. It was fun.
I'm officially jealous.
It was fun. And they played Beetlejuice before it, too, which I hadn't seen in quite a while.
Now you're just twisting it. Sunny.
It was fun. It was a great way to start October and get you ready for Halloween.
That's why I picked the movie.
It's a fantastic, fun movie. I love, there's plenty of parts that I love about the movie. We talk about the Time Warp. What's another great part of the movie that you remember that you enjoy?
Well, obviously any scene with Meatloaf, because he is just the raging lunatic that we love, and yelling the word slut out whenever Janet
shows up. And what do they yell for?
It's like way before slut was trendy.
Yes. And what is Brad's? He's like just jerk or something, is he?
I'm so focused on slut.
And I just saw the movie over the weekend. I forget what they kept yelling out for Brad. I forget what it is. It's like jerk or something like that. But I got the Time Warp actually over at the Frankenstein place, and the Time Warp's coming up in the background here. My favorite moment in the movie is Meatloaf. I think that part is awesome. It's like, if I could be in the RKO Army, which is who showed up and did the Thriller dance, and they play along during the entire movie. So they're like sitting on a flatbed truck and they're playing along, like shadow playing the whole movie, like doing all the scenes, not talking, but you could see them like recreating the scenes. It's pretty cool. I'd be Meatloaf.
Yes.
Because this guy rides in the meat on the motorcycle up and down the stairs. He just stops everything. And it's great. I was with one of my brothers hadn't seen the movie, and he came along. And he threw up during Beetlejuice and passed out. So I'm like, let him sleep. Get him up.
Get him his
get
rest.
Get him up for Rocky Horror. Yeah. Get him up for Rocky Horror. So he missed about half a yard KO Thriller Dance, but then we got him up for that. And then he was perfectly fine during Rocky Horror, but he had never seen it before. So it was interesting to see like his reactions with stuff. Plus, it's not really an easy movie to follow along with the first few times you see it.
Right.
Because it happens so fast. And you're like, what is going on?
When everyone started rushing the gate to dance, I was like, what? I just ran with it. And it was a good time.
Yeah.
But if I had a friend who puked and passed out, I probably would have like dressed him as Tim Curry in Rocky Horror.
There were
like,
a few
so
of
that
them
if
there.
He woke up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know for a bit.
I thought about putting a little black lipstick on him, but yeah. I'm like, you know what? He's a new dad. He needs the rest. He just had a baby a couple months ago, so I'm like, he needs the rest. So I let him sleep. And I said to my other brother, I'm like, let's just let him sleep. Let him rest, and we'll get him up for Rocky Horror. But he liked it. It was fun, and it was a beautiful night. And I don't know if this was part of the RKO army or not, but they actually had like a drone, like one of those flying contraptions during the movie, and it was moving along with the movie. So somebody was like piloting this stupid little airplane for like 2 hours with the movie, and it was all over the place. And at first it was like, what is that shadow on the screen? What is it doing? But there were parts when the curtain goes up and down, and the drone went with the curtain up and down. And I'm like, now that's pretty cool.
That's a level of commitment.
Yes. Yes.
I absolutely don't possess.
They were all in for it. Yeah. And it's like the guy that was running the drone was like the entire movie. It's like, this is the moment. This is
like,
the drone
I've been
moment
practicing.
Of the movie. Yes. Yes. And both, you know, performing on stage, we can understand that level of commitment you go for a piece of a joke or, you know, the important part of a sketch or whatever you're doing on stage.
And side note, I'm thinking that person probably lives alone.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I think the entire RKO army lives together. I would go with that part. Oh, they don't live alone. They all just live together. And just like when they go to bed, they just all pile on each other and make out.
Oh, Lordy. It's quite the tangle.
There was one guy there, and I'm like, this guy, I'm like, he must live alone, but I'm like, this guy is like really wacky. There was a guy there that he couldn't have been more than like 19, and he knew every word of the movie, and he was weird. I mean, he was bothering like the RKO army. He was so odd. Like he was imposing, like he was putting himself into people's personal space throughout the movie. Because even though it was a drive-in, people were in their cars, but people were all, you know, walking along, and they had a flatbed truck outside, so people would wander up, and there was hundreds of people in front, and it sold out. I mean, they did a good job out there. It was fun.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And like I said, I saw Beetlejuice too, which I hadn't seen in a long time, and interesting to see a young Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis and Winona Ryder there too.
Yes. Well, that whole cast, there's a lot of youngins that you're like, oh, I forgot about her.
Yeah.
I forgot about this one.
It's crazy. Time warp in the background.
Love this song.
And one of the things about the movie is the first half, I think, is absolutely amazing. Second half is still good, but I think the first half, you can't take your eyes off the movie because it's so wacky. And Tim Curry in it as Dr. Frankenfurter is one of the best villains/heroes in a movie ever, I think. He's just so over the top, but he's perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, and I agree about the second half because I like totally get sucked in. And you're like, what's going on? And then, you know, it does get a little fruity, but I guess that's the point.
And then the doctor kind of shows up about halfway in the middle of the movie, too. It's interesting because Frankenfurter comes out in the first about 10 or 15 minutes, and they keep, like, adding new people throughout the movie. It's always interesting to see somebody show up late in the movie. And Meatloaf only pops in, and then, you know, he gets killed off right away. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's 43 years.
Right.
I hate that
Damn
now.
It.
Like, oh, it's spoiler alert.
It's
like, for God's sake, you can put it on the Google. You can look at Wikipedia, the IMDb.
Well, they did a redo of it, which I had no interest of. Like,
I watched it. There was the ABC, I think, had, like, what's his name? RuPaul, maybe?
Maybe. I like RuPaul, but yeah. I just had no interest.
And Tim Curry, who had had like strokes and heart attacks since then, plays the narrator and is like, oh, he ain't looking too good. But I thought the very beginning was good. Science fiction double feature. They had a girl come in and she was handing out like candy and cigarettes and stuff and coming down the theater like before the movie started, which was pretty good. The movie had started, but that was like the opening number. I thought that part was pretty neat. But it was, you know, you can't beat Tim Curry, you know?
Right. And wasn't it the chick from Orange is the New Black or whatever?
I think so. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's right. That's right. Laverne Cox.
DeFazio.
Laverne DeFazio in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's taking you way back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was, it was Laverne Cox. and that's the thing, too. It's like, okay, so let's get a transvestite to play, you know, Frankenfurter. It's like, come on, right?
Right.
Or trans, or transsexual, right? Isn't Courtney Cox?
She's a transsexual.
Courtney Cox is transsexual.
Slanderous. Slander.
Yeah, it's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Putting the MFO.
I heard Jamie Lee Curtis was born with a ding-dong. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No? Yeah, Halloween's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Ah.
And she's super hot.
Interesting,
like, why not?
Tidbit.
Yeah, why not? Just throwing it all out there.
You're just destroying a lot of guys right now, if that's actually true.
That's all right. You know, I don't think there are real guys anymore. I think, like, it's the last generation. Everybody needs to be a little bit of both, I think, now. Everybody needs to be just a little bit of both.
Little bit of each.
So in the background, I got Sweet Transvestite coming up next. Which is the first number by, or the first or second number by Tim Curry in the movie. For those of you who don't know the Rocky Horror Picture Show, a newly engaged couple have a breakdown in an isolated area and must pay a call to the bizarre residence of Dr. Frankenfurter, who's having a party that night where he's creating a man.
Yes.
And he's already created one man.
Like
he created Meatloaf. But Meatloaf wasn't good for him. He,
right.
He didn't want the bikey guy that was fun. He wanted the Charles Atlas, all muscles, oiled up, gay young man. That's what he wanted.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he had the Meatloaf, but the Frankenfurter.
Yes, that's so right.
Throw him some dough.
I like that analogy.
Right?
I'm looking forward to the new Halloween, too. The Michael Myers new Halloween. It looks like it'll be pretty good.
So actually, that one looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. This is a fun one. Rocky Horror Picture Show is a fun one for Halloween, and I'm glad that it still continues 43 years later. And it's cool to see it be a cult movie and the people go out and they, you know, dress up for it and stuff. It's fun. So,
and it's still relevant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's playing in Clinton, I believe, at the Strand next weekend. I also saw them in, I think they were up in Milford or New Hampshire this weekend, the RKO Army. I'm not sure they were playing Rocky Horror, the movie, but they were doing like clips from horror shows and stuff. But check out RKO Army, and you could always pick up Rocky Horror Picture Show at the local Five and Dime.
Local Five. They're like, what the heck is that? What's
the Five and Dime? Your local Zares, your Bradleys.
Like, a local Five and Dime is a much different term these days in the city.
I had this on VHS. I had it on Laserdisc, and then I got it now on Blu-ray. Yeah. Nice. Or no, I have it on DVD.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
have to like record stuff with our recorder off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
Set it up just to listen.
This was a movie that never really played on TV.
No.
You never saw this anywhere. Like, HBO would pick up a movie, play it over and over again. But I think just because of the freakiness of the movie, and it's like, whoa, that's like, you know, for deviants, this movie.
Yes.
You know? So a lot of people weren't.
They made them all creatures. Creatures from outer space. Because, you know, transgenders, they couldn't possibly be from the planet Earth.
From transsexual Transylvania. I love how they show up at the end, too, and they got the new hairdos and their space outfits.
Right. Like, see you later.
When the number two. The guy that plays Riff Raff, right? It's the guy who actually wrote the movie, Richard O'Brien, and he does the song Science Fiction Double Feature at the beginning. So Richard O'Brien, who plays Riff Raff in the movie, he's actually the writer of the movie. It says he was born in New Zealand and he and his father was a sheep farmer. He watched horror and science fiction double features in nearby Hamilton and loved rock and roll. And he moved back to England in 1964, and he started singing, and then wrote the screenplay to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should come up in a conversation real soon.
I know. We like to educate as well as entertain here at WMFO Medford. That was the trivia portion of...
Richard O'Brien. I got it. Nailed it for 100.
Right. Hey, you never know. You can have horror trivia. You never know. You can have some horror trivia. I actually have horror trivia for you today. I was going to give you a comedy one, but I'm going to give you the horror one. And you may be able to, if you get 8 out of 12... You get a good DVD.
Damn.
And if you get if you get less than 8, I'll give you a DVD, but it's not as good.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'll just steal it from your bag.
Oh, that's true. You may be going home with two.
I think I'll take the whole bag.
There's a whole selection of stand-up comedy cassettes from the 80s sitting here, too.
I know,
home with Joe Piscopo or Cheech and Chong.
I'm thinking Bill Cosby wonderfulness.
Yes, there you go. You can impress your friends and family with that one.
But Rodney Dangerfield, the loser, mm-hmm. for sure.
You have to admit, I still have balls by playing Bill Cosby on the air on WMFO in Medford in 2018. And I have big
on
balls.
Cassette, like,
no, on cassette.
On cassette. You know, you don't understand how ballsy that is.
Yes. I got it at the nice price, too. Remember the stickers on the cassettes that used to say the nice price?
I was like, where is it?
They used to have a thing on there, and this cassette wouldn't be like $7 or $8. It would be like $4.99. It would be like $3.99. Father Guido Sarducci,
one
of
my
favorites.
Yeah, but I like how there's numbers on them. Like, at one point, this was cataloged.
Yes, that was number 234 of my comedy cassettes.
So no one would steal it.
I know. So I put it back in the right order.
Oh.
I put it back in alphabetical order.
Oh, Lord.
How crazy is that?
That's insane.
I still have mine in a brown box. Yeah.
Like a big brown box, just the cassette tapes.
Just toss them all in there together. See, I do that sometimes, but I love cataloging the things and being able to grab them.
Mine was like luck of the draw.
That was it? Yeah. What else about Rocky Horror? What else can you tell me? What else? What are the memories? So you saw it at UMass. A lot of people there.
Yeah. I just remember it being a good time. Like, for the first time there, yeah. Heck yeah. And it was just a lot of fun, and I've loved it ever since.
It's good that you actually have a memory from UMass, too. Because I have very few.
Trust me. I know my mom's not listening, but she'll be like, oh my God, she's terrible, just like her father.
Most of my memories are from early freshman year and then it just kind of it's a blur.
Yeah, I'd remember Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Because the weekend started on Wednesday.
Yeah. Fun party school at UMass Amherst. Yes. Such the best. And I still call it UMass. You know, and people, U Lowell came out and they wanted to get in on the UMass thing. And I'm like, no, it's U Lowell.
Yeah.
UMass is UMass.
Right, the zoo. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Zoo animals.
I threw a couch off of Southwest Tower.
Ah.
That was pretty awesome. What did you do that was crazy there that's worth talking about, can talk about?
I don't know that I can
Statute
talk about a lot
limitations
of
limitations are broken for that now, I think. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I'm waiting for, all these women from UMass to come after me now and say that I touched them inappropriately.
If I remembered, it could have been you.
I don't know.
You could have been my baby daddy.
I don't know. I was gay back then, I think.
Well, even better.
What would be a good defense?
I consider that the physical challenge.
Other than I don't remember, I could be like, no.
I was like one too many funnels or... Yeah. Those were the days of the shrooming.
Oh, okay.
Psychedelic.
Sure. Did you ever see the Grateful Dead? Did you ever get to see them before they were gone?
No.
I went to one. And my buddy just had tons of mushrooms. And I just remember he was just he had a good time.
Well, when I got arrested out at UMass, when I finally got bailed out, and when we got back to the dorm, what a long, strange trip it's been was appropriately playing on the radio.
Nice.
So that's my Grateful Dead correlation.
Very nice.
Any adventures in UMass or arrest stories.
In the background, we have Meatloaf, and let's actually move on to flick number two. We'll listen to some Meatloaf. We'll be back in a moment with Missy's flick number two here. It's Watch This on WMFO in Medford.
I used to go for rabbit, just to go, and listen to the music on the one from the vaults. Don't be upset. It was a mercy killing. He had a certain naive charm, but no muscle.
Roger, deltoid, and a bicep, a hot groin, and a tricep makes me shake, makes me wanna take Charles Atlas by the hand in just 7 days. Oh, baby, I can make you a man. Just dynamic tension. In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
Unconventional conventionalists, you are to witness a new breakthrough in biochemical research, and paradise is to be mad.
A little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning,
just outside of Chicago.
Galileo,
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 in the basement of this house.
It's Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
Broadcast history is about to be made.
Extreme close-ups,
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
What is this?
Mr. Vanderhoff, this is your audience.
It's two chimps on a Davenport in a basement.
Here I am with the contract for $5,000. Excuse me?
Now, they're on their way.
No way.
To fame.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet face?
To fortune.
Contractor knows I will not bow to any sponsor.
To babe heaven.
What do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're gonna hurl?
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
Okay.
It's Wade.
This is definitely the type of place I'm gonna get when I move out of my parents' house.
It's God.
I love you, God.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
It's a movie.
We're not worthy!
Wayne's World.
Hi, Wayne.
It just might be the greatest motion picture ever made.
Are you mental?
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
Wayne's World.
One, two, three.
All right, flick number two is Wayne's World from 1992. Of course, it was a sketch on Saturday Night Live when Mike Myers came aboard and he got his buddy Dana Carvey to play Garth to his Wayne. So Wayne's World from 1992, they got so big on Saturday Night Live, they made it into a movie like they did with a lot of SNL sketches. Two slacker friends tried to promote their public access cable show. It's got a 7.0 out of 10 on IMDb, which is pretty damn good. And Rocky Horror had a 7.4 out of 10, by the way, on IMDb. So check that out, especially for Halloween. So this is another comedy musical. And comedy and music, not necessarily musical, but has a lot of music in it, including this from Bohemian Rhapsody. So it's with Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. Rob Lowe is in this as well, as a couple of other Saturday Night Live people show up. And it did pretty well. It ended up having a budget of $20 million, and it made $183.1 million, 95 minutes long. Came out on Valentine's Day from Paramount Pictures in 1992. Tell me about this one, Missy. Why'd you pick some Wayne's World?
Well, because I personally love them both. Both Mike Myers and Dana. They're funny, funny, funny. And it just brings me back to a younger time. And great music.
Yeah, my opinion with Dana Carvey was he was one of the ones like Eddie Murphy who saved SNL. He was basically like the launch of that little group there. And he was on a little bit before Mike Myers. Mike Myers was hired as a feature player there. And then he ended up, you know, putting in sketch after sketch. What's cool about Mike Myers is he wrote by himself. And he basically wrote his own sketches. And then he would add some people to it. But they were so good, they got on. And Dana Carvey could just do anything.
He's insane.
I saw him live, Dana Carvey, and probably one of the best people I've seen do stand-up live. He's so funny.
He's just like tears funny. Like just simple things, but he takes it to a level that most people can't.
Yeah, it was so good. And he had reservations playing Garth because at the time, you know, he was... You know, in his early 30s, and he's playing, you know, a teenager. And he actually said to Mike Myers, I'm not sure if I'm the right guy for this. And you know, luckily he said yes.
Right. And wait, he based it off of, like, a friend of the family, like, that talked like that. And he had the little sketch, like, I remember seeing an interview years ago mm-hmm. where he based the character off of, like, it's actually someone that he knows, that, like, talks like him. He's like, sketch.
Yeah.
I can't do an imitation of him because
that's pretty funny. I actually heard that Mike Myers, and here's a link to a later movie we're going to do. Mike Myers based Dr. Evil off of Lauren Michaels from SNL. Like exactly the same voice and mannerisms
the news,
and stuff.
Everything.
Yeah,
you think
it's
about
funny.
It, that's why it makes me laugh now because I'm like, oh, I can see it.
There's an actual link between this movie and Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you know what it is? It's an actor or actress from Rocky Horror Picture Show that shows up in Wayne's World. It's Meatloaf.
I'm like, is it Meatloaf?
Yeah.
I was going to be like, it's got to be.
It's Meatloaf. He doesn't have nearly as much of an impact in Wayne's World as he does in Rocky Horror Picture Show, or Fight Club, for that matter. He's great in Fight Club, too, Meatloaf. He plays the woman that gets boobs, right? He's going in a transformation.
That's
Robert Paulson.
Jeez.
You ever see Fight Club?
I have, but it's been so long. I'm like, that, I don't.
It's crazy.
That's definitely a guy flick.
It is a guy flick. I actually saw that on my birthday when that came out years ago.
Which is coming up soon.
It is.
Sometime in October.
Yeah. And I was one of the first people to play with Facebook and change my birthday all the time. And I used to get messages after messages from people, and it was so much fun. And you still send me a birthday message. You're still playing the game, which I
literally
like.
Will never stop.
Yeah, it's
like,
great.
Every time I write on your wall, it will say happy birthday.
Great. Yeah, because there were always the people. And that's how you knew. There were people that you knew really well who knew exactly when your birthday was. And then there were people that always said happy birthday.
Yeah.
That were like, you know, acquaintances from stand-up or somebody I didn't even know, you know? Because like early Facebook, you met some people on there you didn't really know very well. You just did the friend request.
I still have that on my Facebook.
I shaved it down.
I don't have 1,000 friends.
No, I shaved it down. I had like 2,000. Now I got like 150.
See,
I'm staying right at 150. I know every single one of them. I usually talk to each of them like at least every 3 to 6 months, whether it's a phone call or a text. Just a, hey, how you doing? But it's 150 people that I know very well. And they also know me very well, so they don't get offended at things that I do, because I do very offensive things.
See, that's what I like about you a lot. Like, I like to try. Like, I offend mildly in comparison, but
you offend from time to time. You don't offend me.
It is my job. Yeah. I'm listening my job at horrifying people daily.
Yes. That is that
when
is
you
a great
love
one.
What you do, you never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. You know.
I like. Do you have a person? You must have at least a couple of friends that you know that are just so straight laced, but they love the fact that you're offensive or you're able to say things that they wish that they would say.
Yes.
I have a few of those people too.
And then I have the opposite; those that unfriended me because you know. I thank them. If you're listening, thank you.
It's true. I put a thing up, and it's like, you know, for those of you that are in my life, great. But those of you who have left, you've made it 129% better.
Exactly.
1,000,000% better. Dreamweaver in the background.
Yeah, Dreamweaver. I mean, even if you don't know Wayne's World, who doesn't know this song?
I always call this one Dream Beaver.
Because you used to watch Leave It to Beaver as a child?
I think so, that's why.
Nothing else, right?
Like the Dream Beaver.
The Dream Beaver.
I think this is the part when Garth sees a girl he likes, right? Or is it when Wayne sees a girl he likes?
I'm thinking it's Garth.
Oh, Garth has Foxy Lady. Right, he's saying
see,
he like dances to Foxy Lady.
I keep mixing him up with the sketches because I like am picturing him with the Madonna scene, and that was like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
and it's been so long since I've seen actually Wayne's World.
You know what was cool is they actually redid Wayne's World a few years ago. I think it was for like the 40th anniversary show, or they just showed up, and they didn't have anything particularly to promote, but like Garth and Wayne showed up on Saturday Night Live and opened the show. It was pretty awesome a few years ago.
I think they should do a new movie.
Yeah,
and come
with their
out
kids?
And like where they have families now, and how they are as dads would be. I think they could do a really good take on that.
Oh, one of the things that I have to mention about Wayne's World was when this movie came out, and when the sketch was on SNL, it was great. But when this movie came out, and they're head bobbing to Bohemian Rhapsody, me and my friends sang Bohemian Rhapsody during lunch every time we met during like high school, like all the time, like in the car, all the time. We like broke out with different voices, and people would do different parts. So we actually did that. So when we saw that in the trailer, and then went and see the movie, we're like, wow, this is like us,
right?
You know, and that's why it was so big.
We had the girl version, like me and my best friend. She had the Escort L, and we would drive around in her Escort like it was a race car. She'd take jumps and all kinds of crazy stuff in that thing, and we would like play like air guitar, air drums, while driving recklessly, and all of us had our own parts. So yeah, and like head bob. And now when we do it, joking around, reliving a past, we're like, you know, neck sore for a week later.
Old. What was your first car? Ford Ranger, huh? I had a 1979 green, like pea green Bonneville, and it was great. I loved it.
You always have nice cars.
Thank you. Yeah. I do have nice cars.
Like the last time I was here, I think that it was missing a seat. Oh, that one. You kept it unlocked on the street, I remember. Like praying for it to be stolen, right? Am I right? Okay.
Yep.
I was so close to Easter.
Chris Farley shows up as a security guard, and Meatloaf plays the doorman at the gasworks. Ed O'Neill from Married with Children shows up in the movie. Donna Dixon, who's Dan Aykroyd's wife, who is also in Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks, she shows up as Garth's dream woman. So she's the one that shows up to Dreamweaver. She's the Dream Beaver.
The Dream Beaver.
There's quite a few people in this. Robert Patrick, he shows up as the T-1000, who was also in Terminator 2. Remember the team?
Yes.
The T-1000, he shows up as himself.
And then he was in, what, X-Files later?
Yeah, I always called him the T-1000, though. I never called him Robert Patrick.
No.
I just liked calling him the T-1000. Because he was like the Terminator that turned into, like, liquid metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. I'd love to have those.
He ran really quick.
Wouldn't you love to have, like, those sharp arms or something? Or, like, make a toothpick? It's like you can do a toothpick, or you can do a freaking knife and stab somebody with it.
Or just the relentless stalking and like that you can't kill me. Like I think instilling that kind of fear, I would love that.
And he like runs down the road like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. Like I know some people that would freak him out if it was me, like coming at him.
That was the Dream Beaver.
A girl can dream. Dream Beaver.
In the background is Alice Cooper.
Big chief.
With I'm 18. I remember Tia Carrera. Was it Tia Carrera?
Tia Carrera.
She sings Ballroom Blitz by Sweet in this. And
I love Sweet. Sweet's awesome.
Yeah, me too. I love Sweet.
You got
Sweet.
A lot of good hits.
They like glam
that you
rock.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people are like, once you hear it, you're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, who sings this? And you're like, it's Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out to be Sweet.
I think Tia Carrera was a adult film star as well. She was on General Hospital. She played a woman on General Hospital. She was Richard Lewis's girlfriend Cha-Cha in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
Yeah, and she was also on Dancing with the Stars in the fifth season of Celebrity Apprentice. Was she on Fame? I don't know. Let's see. When was Fame?
Maybe
the mid-80s, late, early?
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, I think you're right. She's Cassandra Wong in Wayne's World. She was in Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Did you ever see that? It's
no.
Dennis Hopper and Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson.
Don Johnson. Yeah. And I did love me some Don Johnson back in the day.
He's still pretty good, I think.
Yo, he's good, but I mean, I had like a girl crush.
Did you? Went in like Miami Vice?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Did you have the bright stuff? Did you wear the bright stuff in the
80s? Neon? Yeah. Yeah. Big hair. Yeah. Big earring. Like fish hook earrings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All that.
Me too. I had like an all white suit.
The death of Aquanet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I went out like 1 year. I was going 7th grade to 8th grade, and I bought cords. I had like the cords, but they were... red, like bright red, bright blue, and like bright green.
That's sweet.
And the thing was, to school, I didn't have any other new pants, so I was wearing those all the time. So it was either bright red, bright blue, or bright green.
And corduroy.
Oh, yeah, and there were people that didn't want to talk to me. But it was all right. But I got away with it. But I liked the Miami Vice look, too.
Yeah, with the roll, like the... I actually got it going on right now. Shoes, no socks.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty... throwback to the Don Johnson days.
It's it takes a strong man to wear a pink shirt, I think.
Yeah, unless you're a golfer. If you golf.
That's true. Yeah,
but wear clown clothes,
they wear,
go to die.
That's what's funny about the golfers is they wear it for each other on the course.
Yeah,
and it's come on.
It's
come
bad.
On. Yeah, I mean, that's it's
true
very
believer.
Gay, isn't it? It's very homosexual, isn't it?
Don't tell them.
It is. I won't, but
They think it's sporty.
They know.
They know. Yeah.
They're just repressing their sexuality every time they go on the golf course. They want to play who's got the bigger, you know, bigger ding dong.
Some of them like put on the whole Bagger Vance. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I used to golf, not so much anymore.
I just like to clean the balls.
You're a ball washer?
I'm a ball washer.
Yeah, you're a ball washer. Sure.
I'm a ball washer.
You know what I like doing, too, is I like being in the cart and, like, driving the cart around.
Yeah.
And getting, like, you know, and getting some beers and,
yeah.
you know, and
I think
candies.
A lot of golfers enjoy
the
beer aspect of the golfing world.
So. Yeah. There's the Sweet in the background. Is this the original version? Yeah. Are you ready, Steve? Yeah, sure it is. Okay. Great song. So all I remember is they're doing like some charity thing. Like Tia Carrera does some charity work or something in the movie, and she has to sing Ballroom Blitz, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
haven't seen this one in a while.
It's been a while.
But it's a good movie. It's funny. We know that.
Anything with Mike Myers. I mean, did he do anything that we thought was bad? Like...
The Love Guru,
Myers.
Did you see that?
No,
I haven't seen it either, but I heard it was bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there we have the answer to that question.
Yeah. Wasn't he the Cat in the Hat, too?
Oh,
was that any good?
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
He's in Inglourious Basterds, did you know that? He's in the Quentin Tarantino movie. He plays like an RAF commander. Mike Myers shows up.
That's
like
a good int. Now I'll look for him if I sit down and watch that movie.
He's the one that gives the recon information on the Inglourious Basterds. But, I know too much crap about
movies and
crap.
But I like that sleeper information.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm like, oh, there it is.
So, this is a great fluid. And Alice Cooper does show up in the movie as well. We should say that. And Chris Farley shows up. And Lara Flynn Boyle.
Oh, Lord. I was thinking about her the other day.
Were you thinking well of her? Or?
No. No.
No?
No. No. Because, I mean, the last time I saw her do anything, it was just, it was like someone had sucked the filler out of a plastic doll.
Doesn't she look like she weighs about like 80 pounds?
And half of it is
crazy.
Plastic.
It's crazy.
Or three quarters.
And she looks like a small boy, too.
She used
looks
to be
like,
pretty at one point.
She looks like a 9-year-old boy.
Like, back in the day when she was doing television.
But crazy. Didn't she go out with, like, Jack Nicholson or something?
After. Yeah.
What was he thinking?
I was thinking about that.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Well, he had been in that long term.
Which one?
Jack Nicholson. Like, wasn't he with, who's he with forever there?
I don't know.
Oh, Lordy. Dark hair. Awesome.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Again, this is a fun thing. That's one thing I like about 2018. There's not much I like about it, but I do
it's
like the fact that you can. Yeah. It's at my finger. You, or if you're a Siri master, you can do it that way. I'm not a Siri master, though. That's the Jack Nicholson.
Actress.
He was, wow, he's 81 now. He's going to go soon. I think he's
well,
gonna
go. I was like, you haven't seen or heard anything. But then, I don't know why I was thinking of them. But then who he was with before.
There's before a, he was with Angelica Houston.
Yes. Yeah. I was picturing her in that that movie when she's
the
a
Drifters?
Witch.
The Drifters? Oh, The Witches. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Because that's what I was picturing. And I'm like, why can't I think of her name? Yeah. She put me on the spot. And
she was also Morticia. And she shows up in all the Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah, she's
like,
great.
She's great, yeah.
And
I
then
love,
he goes, and then he like literally, after that, then he goes way, way down.
Yeah.
The rabbit hole.
Well, I think he wanted to go younger but uglier. I think that's what he was doing. Right. Younger but uglier.
But then now what? Now you hear nothing about him.
At 81 years old, he's lucky to be able to lift up his schniz to tie his shoes.
He probably doesn't have to. He's probably got people
no,
for that.
No, he's probably got people for that. I'd do that. I'm looking for a job.
Like,
I'd do
sure,
that for like 40K.
Like, wash the crevices.
You're
like,
do
can
that.
You check the crevices while you're at it?
Nurses get paid pretty good for
glamorous.
That.
Glamorous. Yeah.
I don't know if I could be a nurse, though.
I couldn't. My sister's one. My sister is a nurse.
You want, does she tell
she
you horror stories?
She's listening. No, no.
No, you're not supposed to. It's HIPAA.
I wouldn't ask.
PHI. It's a HIPAA violation, isn't it?
Quite possibly, because I'm not a nurse, so I don't know. Like, if you tell me stuff, I'm going to either make fun of you or tell other, like, you know.
And just be like, what do you have? Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm play some Frankenstein.
I'm the one
background.
That rips off the Band-Aid
and
pours salt on it. Like, that's, we're opposites.
Yes, that's a good job.
She'd be, like, cultivating and nursing the wound, and I'd be like, hey, got any isopropyl?
Yes.
Let's throw some on there.
Honestly, do Band-Aids ever help? Do they ever? Never.
No.
Right?
And you know, whenever you find one in a pool, in a salad, it's never a good thing. It's never.
The salad along with some mandarin oranges.
Band-Aid in my salad.
Let's see, I'll have the mandarin orange almonds Band-Aid
salad. Thank you.
Mixed greens.
Can you wrap that with a pork tenderloin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Delicious. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Watch This with Chris Earle and Missy McNeil here with you today. Until 7 p.m., we are going to move on to flick number 3. It's coming up. So that's Wayne's World. It's from 1992. There's a sequel, of course, to it, which is Frankenstein in the background. It's from the sequel. Go check it out if you're a fan of SNL, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, or you just like good comedies. Check it out. Be back with flick number 3 in one moment here. It's WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.